When only a game first heard about extreme croquet, there were tales of matches played on snow and frozen tundra with rubber balls and composite mallets, because traditional croquet equipment tends to shatter in the bitter cold. So perhaps it wasn't by accident that When Only a Game's Karen Given tracked down practitioners of the sport in Littleton, Massachusetts last Sunday. It was 65 degrees and sunny.
While the experts pound custom heavy-duty croquet wickets into the ground, Sarah, an extreme croquet novice, practices her swing with the equipment on hand, a plastic Easter egg left behind in one of the many natural hiding places of Bumblebee Park.
There we go. Oh, look at the height on that.
It's hard to imagine this park being good for anything other than Easter egg hunts and extreme croquet. The ground rises sharply on either side, leaving barely a single flat spot on which to position a picnic blanket. Rich Malley, a 20-year veteran of extreme croquet, watches the course preparation and tries to explain the method behind the madness.
The method is we give it to the madman, and he sets it up. In general, it's set up, you know, the overall layout's the same, you know, post, double wicket, single wicket, but the actual positioning depends on the terrain. We usually try to get a couple of easy wickets and the rest really stupidly hard. And Bob's really good at that part. He's a basically vicious man.
It was in Bob Worsak's backyard on New Year's Eve in 1984 that a few friends, caught up in the holiday spirit, shoveled the snow into piles for their first extreme croquet match. Since then, the game has outgrown the backyard, no matter how overgrown, and embraced places like Bumblebee Park. For Bob, it's not enough to place wickets on either side of a thicket or embed them deep in last fall's dead leaves. He tries to add as much confusion to the mix as he possibly can.
People go the wrong direction because we change directions all the time. They'll go right one time, one left next time. So people forget which way they're going, they forget which wicket they're going for. And we never tell anybody because there's no more fun than somebody hitting through the wrong wicket expecting to get another shot. And then, of course, they don't, and they're reminded of that.
But before the croquet can begin, those assembled must take care of the most important business of the day, the food. Bob brought four types of salsa. Someone else offers both red and white wine. And then there's the more, well, extreme option.
I got a two-day-old cheese sandwich if anybody wants
it. Now we're talking.
I'm going to have some of that later. Leave it out in the sun for a little while.
Once the food, wine, and beer is safely stored in coolers, today's 13 players line up on the ridge for the simultaneous first shot of the day, the one that determines the playing order for the game. Just when it looks like actual croquet is imminent, a deserter ducks out of line to refill his beer.
God, we're still waiting for him.
Today,
as usual,
you're burning daylight.
Come on, I'm failing anger management.
Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three, hit.
Woohoo! Hey, this is the most fun we're going to have all day.
Starting positions determined, the game gets underway. But it doesn't take long before the bushes separating the second and third wickets claim their first victim.
Nice shot, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Mitch Kutis has been playing extreme croquet for four years, and he's no stranger to predicaments like this one.
I've come around. I do hold the record for the most minus points, but I've come around since then.
I think the next closest is minus 16 or something.
Yeah.
And yours is?
Minus 23.
Oh, my. So after shooting minus 23, why come back?
Good question.
Yeah, we've been asking that for 4 years.
You can't find this kind of people or, you know, just anywhere. I played one game, and I was already putting in an order for a mallet. Yeah, I said, this is too good.
Thank you.
This is better than golf, I mean.
Way better than
and it's
golf.
Free.
Yeah, it's free. It's laid back.
After a few more whacks at the ball, Mitch takes an enormous swing to launch his ball all of 18 inches. But it's enough.
There we go. We're out of here. We're out.
Most of today's 13 players are relative newcomers to this incarnation of croquet. But that doesn't mean that they're new to the concept. First-time extreme croqueteer Cleve Brown used to play a game he called Safari Croquet in college.
I think it's happened to everybody who's ever had a croquet set. You don't always have the nicely manicured lawn
to go out and set up on. So you kind of invent it as you go.
So how is this different from what you did in college?
Well, they got a couple extra rules.
18 pages.
Oh, 18
and
pages.
And we're still adding rules now.
For Bob, those 18 pages of rules distinguish his sport from the countless varieties springing up in parks and backyards everywhere. The rules cover everything from the relatively simple, if a ball shatters, a player is to replace the largest remaining piece with a new ball, to the exceedingly complex. Players can bank a bonus shot, but only if the bonus shot is one of two awarded for going through the top tier of a double-tiered wicket.
Just when you think every possible situation that can possibly come up has happened, something else happens. Somebody hits a ball into a tree, which bounces off and hits somebody. You know, you have to make a rule for that, because it might happen again.
Yeah. All right. You have to say, I might use it.
All right.
That's actually the rule.
All right. Just because I can't cheat, if I don't say that.
Oh, you can cheat.
It doesn't take long to prove that cheating is indeed allowed. Today's group includes Bob's players from Connecticut, newcomers from Massachusetts, and a few veterans from Vermont who play their own version of the game. Showing off some of the Green Mountain State's most impressive techniques, Jim Griven uses the handle of his mallet to scoop his ball out of a circular stand of bushes and thorny trees about 20 feet across. The ball floats gracefully in the air to drop just in line with the wicket.
No, that was the handle shot.
The shot is a thing of beauty and totally illegal, according to Bob's 18-page rulebook. But for Jim, differences between rules in Connecticut and Vermont or Texas and California are part of the sport.
I can never see there being like a national tournament, because I think each regional variety should have its own validity. And we're going to play again this fall in Charlemont, and we're thinking of taking whoever shows up, have different rules, and pick out of a bag the rules that we have for a game, because that way there'll be a little bit of every regional variety in it.
Debate over whose rules are best will have to wait until another day. Today's players are too busy drinking beer, smoking cigars, and giving advice to the newbies to worry about something as dull as a national standard for extreme croquet.
Still go, Jim.
You have one more shot.
You have death on the mind.
All right, you have another shot.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given in Littleton, Massachusetts.
Kill
somebody else.
Reload.
Just keep on killing.
You're on your way to scoring positive points.
Won't you come over, help tramp down the clover and play croquet? I'll let you win every game that you're in if you'll say you'll play. We'll each take a mallet and hit the ball hard, and then we'll both chase it all over the yard. If you will come over, help tramp down the clover and play croquet.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Gabe O'Connor. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To order a tape of Only a Game, call 1-800-909-9287, toll free. CDs and cassettes are $15 postpaid. That's 1-800-909-9287. If you'd like to hear any part of this program again, sign up for our newsletter, or take a peek at some wicked croquet picks, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Our final word comes from Extreme Croquet charter member Rich Malley.
I'm just in it for the fun. Most of them are in it for the blood.
Ah, well, next time we'll hear from one of the real players. Fun indeed. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Won't you come over, help tramp down the clover and play croquet? I'll let you win every game that you're in if you'll say you'll play. We'll each take a mallet and hit the ball hard, and then we'll both chase it all over the yard. If you will come over.